We'll be transitioning. We'll be listening to our Rhetoric of Pop song this week.
R.O.P.
We're doing acronyms, I guess. Rhetoric of Pop is a weekly segment that we have based on the fact that we think that there's an argument in everything, and that includes popular culture and popular music. So we listen to a song that's up there on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and we give it a rhetorical analysis. So this week, we will be listening to Lucas Graham, 7 years. Fun fact, Lucas Graham is the name of the band and also the lead singer.
Little ego.
So maybe that'll be part of the conversation on the other side of this break, but here he is, Lucas Graham.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can go? Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. Of course, we are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. Again, I am Ryan McQueenie with Kate Harrington.
Hey, Ryan.
We are joined this week by New Scrawl Radio team member and jack of all trades, Brendan Peterson.
That would be me.
And friend of the show, James Neeson from the Outreach team.
Hello, and thank you.
And that was Lucas Graham, 7 years. And this is Rhetoric of Pop. So as a reminder, we're just going to be giving this song a rhetorical analysis because we believe that there is an argument in everything. So, what's the argument? To me, this is a classic tug at your heartstrings thing about
ethos, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole thing is ethos.
Okay.
But
that's his main.
I think the argument, if I could sum up the argument in one sentence, it's that life goes by quickly and you should pay attention to the things that you love while you're the ripe age of 7 or 11 or 20 or.
That's what I was going to say. That 30
or 61 or. Yeah.
The repetition of the ages. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And how it keeps kind of getting bigger.
Right. I think there's a big emphasis on kind of seizing life while you have it in front of you instead of trying to like think and talk about it once it's already gone. So there's a big emphasis on like soon we're going to be 30. Soon we're going to be 61, you know. So
you're saying the diction of the word soon implies that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The repetition of that is a good strategy. Is what
absolutely.
Saying. Yeah.
James, thoughts on this jam?
So as with all of the, my appearances, this would be the first time I've heard this song, given my relative lack of knowledge of the Billboard, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
one thing I'm struck by is, like, I wonder how he chose, or they chose, like, the years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. There doesn't seem to be, like, a real consistent pattern of, like...
It's not, like, every decade.
Yeah, or like, it's not, like, all prime numbers.
From
or
seven,
I was trying to figure out what
you're right.
The pattern was. You
7
know?
To 11 to 20 to 30 to 60.
Yeah, so, like, 7 to 11, that rhymes. So, like, that I get that. But then, like, 11 to 20... That's almost twice as much. Mm-hmm. And then 20 to 30, I don't understand. And then 30 to 60, you know, like
okay.
60 to 61. The numbers are all over the place.
Here's what I'll say. I think that it's a good technique to keep repeating, like using the same phrases, like soon will be blank, blank. 7, I get. You're very young. Go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely, is what his mom told him. That makes sense. 11 is the one that sticks out to me, is the one that isn't getting through to me.
But it is kind of like preteen.
Right. Well, I don't think much is going on when you're 11 that wasn't going on when you were 7, first of all. Second of all, he says, once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely.
Yeah, which is very early.
Very early. You know. So early that I think it's pretty unrealistic.
What
second
year was
of
this
all.
At? 20 or 11?
This is 11.
11. Oh. Yeah.
Second of all, by 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. No,
really?
I don't think so.
Did read that this band is Danish, so you know.
Oh, that's true. It could be a Denmark thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so very interesting. We have to keep in mind the author's
international consideration,
which can bring us to intended audiences.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we think this is aimed at? I'm kind of thinking it's like a general guide to life.
Yeah, I'd say it's for all the young people out there that I'd say that there's a certain young people audience, like, cause I think the argument in general is capture life while it's in front of you.
Yeah. You can't capture life.
Don't
when
let
you're
it,
60.
Yeah.
You already let it go by.
Don't let it go by so quickly. But so what, you know, probably an audience of people who still have the time to do that, if that makes sense.
So my question is going to be, how do we think this can be improved if Lucas Graham and his bandmates brought this into the writing center?
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that we'd tell him to fix that 11 years old part?
I would at least bring that up and maybe talk about maybe making it more clear why we're talking, what ages we're talking about here, why we're doing it, because it might come off as just a little random.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
But overall, I thought the argument stood out to me pretty clearly, and I got it.
Yeah. So this was number 3 on the charts when we looked at it, right?
Mm, a few days ago, and now it's Meghan Trainor.
Oh. But I'm wondering, like, has this ever hit number 1?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I bet it did in like Denmark, probably.
Denmark
loves these kind of like existential, like perspective wrenching songs.
Plus, it's their own. It's a Danish band, so
homegrown.
Yeah, Europop is like surprisingly like sentimental in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Rhetoric of Pop. That's what it was.
RLP. So next steps would have been to make the years more intentional.
Yeah.
One thing I did read is that 60 was significant. I did a little research. And 60 is significant because his dad died at 61. And so in an interview with some Danish media, he said, I couldn't go past 60 because my dad died at 61.
Ugh.
A little dark, a little heavy, but...
Heart-wrenching.
Well, I mean, his dad got married when he was 11, it seems like. So he had like a full life probably, yeah. Anyway, yeah. You know?
Those Danes, man. Okay, wow, that was a little bit heavy there, but something a little lighter.
Thanks a lot, Brendan.
Something a little lighter, word of the day.
WOD.
America's favorite game show segment where we try to guess a rare or uncommon word because...
Words are the currency of life.
Exactly. Tropology.
Tropology.
It's a noun from Latin origin.
Within a poem.
And it's not a tropical science.
It can be within a poem. And I will say this, a part of speech. This is my second guess for you.
Tropology?
Guys, I actually have something really horrible to say.
Oh, boy.
I accidentally just looked at the answer.
Okay, so you can't guess.
I can't guess this week.
Okay.
But wait, real quick, if you want to send in a last minute guess, 773-325-7341, text us. And hashtag Schwarl Radio on the Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has guessed.
I'm wondering, so when you say part of speech, like, is that like a noun is a part of speech? Or like, is it a device?
I think it's more of
a device.
More of a device.
Like an analogy. Or
yeah, okay. More of a device than okay. Yeah.
A tropology. Ah! I have no idea.
I would just be guessing.
And I will also give another minor hint that found in a poem should say could be found in a poem. Mm. Not all poems have this. But it's not uncommon for a poem to have this.
Is it exclusive to poetry?
No.
Is it all language could possibly have this in it?
Yes. Any context of writing, I would say, could have this.
James, do you know it?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
Is it like the study of tropes?
It's a good guess. Anyone else want to guess?
Tropology. Brennan? Twist your mustache.
Honestly, I was thinking about lying and just guessing, but I did see it. So
No!
What a jerk! Wait, I haven't seen it though.
I picked it up. The piece of paper. I picked it up in the wrong way.
Did you see it now?
I haven't seen it.
Up to me, and I was like, "What is that word?" Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I picked the piece of paper up the wrong way and just ruined word of the day for half the studio.
Okay, well, I'm still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tropology, and I'm also the other creative writing major in here, but I feel like I'm going to get it wrong. Tropes is a good.
That was a pretty good guess.
Yeah. I'm going to say analogy. I'm trying to think of other devices.
So I actually, at first, I thought you'd said like trepology, like T-R-E-P. And I was worried that maybe it was like a trepanning kind of, which would be in the 19th century when they would like screw a hole into your head to release the pressure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be like really digging into poems.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, and now that's we have not Sudafed. That's not it.
Okay. Yeah. It's, I think medicine got
quick
better.
Guess.
I really have no idea.
Okay, it's a metaphor.
What?
Yeah,
that's it?
Mm-hmm.
A trope.
So I think James was the closest because you didn't even guess.
And you two cheated.
Okay.
I was compelled to cheat.
I think that now everyone's wondering if I also cheated, and I'm just not admitting it, though.
No, yeah. You didn't cheat. I'm
the only clean one here.
So that wraps up another wonderful episode of Schwarl Radio. I feel good to be back.
Can I say that I'm annoyed with Robert again for picking such an obvious topical word of the day?
That's something that we need to iron out in our meetings.
I wish I was making
eye contact with him right now because he's definitely not happy about that call out. But so that wraps up another week, and I think it was a fun one, and we're very happy to be back.
Yeah.
We will be coming back to you every week, Friday at 11 o'clock this quarter. So with that, we will end this episode how we end every episode. I'll say, this has been Schwarl Radio, reminding you to, and then we'll all say, put it in writing. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay.
So this has been Schwarl Radio, reminding you to
put it in writing.